at bloodservices.org. Blood donation. It's about life.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. University of Illinois trustees will vote this week on another 17 months for President Joseph White. They plan to extend White's contract to mid-2011, though the extension doesn't include any changes to his compensation or other details of his contract. White's currently paid $450,000 a year plus incentives if he stays for 5 years. He took office in 2005. Trustees will meet Thursday in Springfield. The sagging U.S. economy continues to take its toll on Illinois' budget. The state now projects an $800 million shortfall this year because of lower-than-expected tax revenue. Mike Rhee has more.
The deficit projection is based on data from the first 4 months of the state's fiscal year. Mike Clemens is a spokesperson for the Illinois Department of Revenue. He says the projected $800 million shortfall assumes the economy will stay at the current level.
If the economy gets worse, it's going to be a bigger number. It's going to easily go over $1 billion.
The state already has put some cost-controlling measures in place. That's according to Katie Ridgway, a spokesperson for Governor Rod Blagojevich. Ridgway says further cuts may be considered down the line. She says Illinois is being hit by the same economic difficulties affecting other states this year. I'm Mike Rhee.
The Urbana City Council believes it's found the right words for its Crystal Lake neighborhood plan to satisfy both Carl Foundation Hospital and residents who may one day have to move out if the hospital grows beyond its current campus. Council members last night hammered out the compromise language in committee. It calls for the city and the hospital to negotiate a way to provide new energy-efficient housing to replace houses if they're torn down due to future hospital construction. Carl currently owns several rental homes just outside the hospital campus, and those homes could one day be torn down to make way for new construction. Prussing says it's important that those homes be replaced within the same neighborhood.
This could be a different geographic configuration, but the idea is that it's important to have housing near a very large employer like Carl if you're going to talk about sustainability. We don't want to force people to live miles from their job when there is housing available right next to a major employer.
The revision would replace earlier language, which Carl officials feared could be interpreted to mean that the hospital must carry the entire burden of replacing any lost housing. Mayor Prussing says that's never been the city's intention. Julie Pride can take the acting off her job title as acting administrator. Champaign-Urbana's Public Health District Board has voted to make the 14-year veteran of the agency their permanent administrator. It's an open-ended appointment with salary to be determined later. Pride took over as acting administrator in 2007 after her predecessor, Vito Palazzolo, was suspended amid charges of spending improprieties. Pride says she's been working to help keep the public health district strong and stable since then.
For the last year and a half, we've been, holding what we have, holding our program steady, trying to educate the community on what public health is, what our role is, and what it has to be. And it's a little different than what some people think, but we are going to hold to that, and we're going to always look for funding to expand. And I think this will make people, myself included, a little more comfortable in these kind of worrying times.
Public Health Board Chair Carol Elliott says Pride has been so successful as acting chair that they decided to give her the job on a permanent basis without conducting a national search. Elliott says they might have conducted a search if Pride had not already been on the job. In other business, the Public Health Board approved a new 5-year contract with the Champaign County Board of Health to provide health services for the rest of the county outside Champaign-Urbana. The County Board of Health approved the agreement last night. President Julian Rappaport said negotiations with Pride on the new contract had gone smoothly. That's a big difference from 5 years ago when a breakdown in negotiations left rural Champaign County with no public health services for several days. It's taken less than a year for a veterans memorial in Savoy to go from dream to reality. The project was conceived last winter and ground was broken last summer. Now, local officials will mark Veterans Day today by formally unveiling the Savoy Veterans Memorial in an 11 o'clock ceremony. It's located outside the Savoy Municipal Center on Route 45. Except for the land, all the materials and labor for that memorial has been privately donated. Village Trustee Bill Smith says support for the project has come not just from Savoy, but from Champaign, Urbana, and other towns in central Illinois.
Because some of the people that have worked on this, one of them lives all the way down to a town called Florina, south of Effingham. And a gentleman, Chris Butler, who's done a tremendous amount of work, lives down in Philo. He's with the plaster and cement finishers. So we're really pleased that such a variety of people were willing to step up to the plate and help out on this project.
A walkway around the memorial features bricks purchased by or in memory of local veterans. Smith says anyone wishing to make a donation for future maintenance of the memorial should call the Savoy Municipal Center at 359-5894. Our next report is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 9:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us again. Hi, Ed.
Good morning.
It's going to be a while before we see any sunshine, huh?
It's going to be a while. We could maybe see a peak or two on Thursday, but in general, clouds are going to rule for a while.
Yeah, I'm glad I got those leaves raked yesterday.
Yeah, the leaves are something that are a problem when it gets wet.
It certainly is.
Yeah, it's a lot nicer to rake dry leaves. So good going there because everything's getting damp out there right now.